or anyone else are in immediate danger, or a crime is taking place now, please hang up and dial 999. Please note all calls are recorded. There will be a significant wait to speak to an operator as we are busy dealing with emergencies. If you are calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you will find it quicker to report via our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk/2018.
Trying to get the police to attend to my aunt after them not arriving yesterday as promised at 8 o'clock.
Our operators are currently busy dealing with emergencies. If you're calling to report a crime or a road traffic incident, you may find it quicker and more convenient to use our website. Simply go to www.met.police.uk.
Hello, yesterday I phoned up the Metropolitan Police 999 and explained that I was being assaulted in my house, and they said that they was going to send police officers to my house to take a witness statement off me and take my evidence. They agreed a time of 8 o'clock and nobody attended, and I'm still here waiting today. to do my statement and hand my evidence over. I was wondering if you could help me and find out exactly what's happening.
Okay, is it Mr. Cordell?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just having to read through the report, bear with me.
Thank you.
They booked an appointment for you, but there seems to be, I think they made an error in booking the wrong appointment call. What have they done? They've booked it with I think they've booked it with offices either in Hillingdon or Ealing, and obviously you're in Enfield.
Yes, that's
I think
correct.
They've made an error there, because, yeah, they did set an appointment, but please confirm appointment. I can see a supervisor was looking at it. Please confirm that you're not seeing an appointment calendar and you don't have an XY. So then it came to the attention of the Lambeth supervisor.
What centre is this now that I'm speaking to?
You come through to Hendon.
To Hendon, okay. Is it possible to get another appointment rearranged for today?
Yeah, we'll do. Had the wrong bar at all.
Do you know what priority the issue is being given?
At the moment it's on a grading of extended.
Okay. And what does that account for, may I ask?
That they would normally deal with it within 48 hours.
Okay.
Okay, so it was sent back for the attention of officers in Enfield. And local officer, have you had dealings with the police before?
I've spoken to the police on numerous occasions in my life. I don't so much have a criminal record, I've got time spent from when I was a juvenile.
Okay. Well, one of our officers from Enfield said that it was asked to him, and he said that he would not be attending because of some of the previous communications that you've had with the police. That he would not be attending in person, and that if he wanted to follow this up any further, that he would have to come into a police station to make the report, rather than us setting an appointment for you.
I think that's very unfair. That's how it's got to be dealt with. I have a home, and I'd like somebody to come and take a statement of me at my home. I think there's more than enough police resources available and staff available to be able to send somebody to my home. They send police to my home on any other occasion when somebody else accounts for something. So the first time I've ever asked the police to actually do something, and this is my first ever statement I've ever made against anybody, and it's a massive problem getting it taken off of me. I don't think it's fair that I'm suffering every day and that I'm going through the pain that I'm in with my heart and that no one's taking my evidence. I have very strong evidence, and it's incriminating towards people, and I want prosecution brought against them and a fair line of investigation. I don't feel that fit to go in towards the Edmonton Police Station. My health hasn't been up to too much.
Okay.
I can forward over a letter from DWP and from everywhere else, because I was supposed to go for, do you know when you're on DWP or something like that, you're supposed to go and get your health assessment to make sure that you run well. They've all agreed that I don't have to leave my house anymore, because they've noticed that there's missing signatures on my ASBO, and it's put me in fear of walking down my hometown street before my curfew starts that I've got for 7 years. Well, 8 years of my life I've got a 10 o'clock curfew, and I'm not, so like, I'm right now I'm scared to come out my house before 10 o'clock because of the fraudulent evidence that I have that can prove the corruption in the Metropolitan Police Force. So, and my mental health assessment has agreed that they will come home and they do home visits. The doctors have agreed that there's an error in the paperwork, and the doctors have come here and said that there's nothing wrong with my mental stability, and that this is a serious issue that the police need to raise and address. So I'm asking you, please, can you send somebody to my house under these grounds?
Okay. I don't have the authority to override that of a local police officer, so what I would have to do is raise this with a supervisor or an inspector.
Okay.
As a complaint.
So what are you trying to explain to me? If somebody tries to attempt to murder me in my house, which is what is happening right now, people are my neighbours are attempting to murder me, and I'm recording that every day and making a diary and report every day. You're saying to me, because I've had dealings with the police before, yeah, that you will not attend my house even if someone's trying to kill me, and that it gets graded as a 48-hour issue. Is that what you're explaining to me? Can you tell me who the supervisor is that has drafted that and said that is what you're explaining to me? Can you explain to me who actually has said that? What supervisor it is, please?
The officer who said that they wouldn't be attending, their shoulder number is 599.
And who is that police officer?
Yankee
Echo. Who is that officer? PC Herford, attached to Enfield or Edmonton? I've got all of my medical care assessments, and I'll agree that I don't have to leave. They wouldn't leave. I went to a private psychiatrist just to make sure to get a stable letter of my stability, mental stability. And they've gave me a letter, and I showed them the paperwork that I'm upset that's illegally detaining me in my house and some of the recordings that I have. I've got recordings of calling your call centre, loads of them. And again, I've got more than one of different assistants, and each one's going, you're black bastard, you've been robbed, there's nothing you can do about what's happening to you. I've got so many recordings of different things. I've got the line manager, or the person that frauded all the paperwork with the missing signatures, victim signatures. There's no victims, yeah? Then they forged all of your CAD centre. They made, because there was no real 999 calls to Progress Way, they've added like 6 Progress Way events in there, and each one of them, the timestamps are wrong for every event that's at Progress Way. They all go backwards to each other. Like CAD 500 is at, say, 10 o'clock, then CAD 565 is at 9 o'clock on the same day. That's impossible. And that happens to every event at Progress Way. Then I've never shown the police it, but I've copied all the Facebook profiles of the events that they tried to accuse me of. So I've got the proof of that, and I've spoke to a police officer called Adrian Combs, who owns Big Boss Limited, and he's the Essex superintendent. He's gave me a personal letter and all of his notes, which I've never shown the Metropolitan Police. He says that he pulled Chris Lurcher Lewis over in the field. He knows that Chris Lurcher Lewis is the organiser of the event that I've been accused and set up for. And what he's done is gave me a letter of all of his notes saying he gave that to Metropolitan Police, saying that he gave Chris an abatement notice. And then the Metropolitan Police have taken Chris's picture out and set me up for it. Yeah, they created all the CADs for Progress Way which weren't real. Then they used all of another event on the same day at Crown Road. They used all of the CADs for that and put them in. They blocked loads of the X to Y locations out on some end of Crown Road, so you can't tell. But then on some of them, they forgot to unblock them, so you can tell that they're Crown Road. Then under oath, on the day in court, when we asked Steve Ellis, the developer of the case, is he sure that every event is Progress Way? He swears under oath that he never put nothing else from Crown Road in there, and that there was no other party on that day. It's unfair that I've been set up like this, and I just want the things addressed. I'm illegally being detained in my house, I'm not asking for police officers to have to file prosecution for corruption. I don't intend to have to go to the police station and file this report. What my intentions are is the police made an error in saying that there was a section 144 on the doors of the parties that I never threw. So in them accepting that, they never said there's no breaches under the licensing act. So what I'm asking them to do is to go back and say, yeah, there was an error in law. And that error in law was that there was a section on the doors, and the police have no right in these buildings unless they can prove that money's being made, a commercial company's being run, which no one's attempted to do. So this way the coppers are safe, I'm safe, and everyone can move on. But even though I put this offer on the table, everyone spits it back in my face. And now I've been recording me offering this offer from the beginning of time, that I've noticed the missing signatures, I've noticed the timestamps, I know I've never done the events, I've got the faith, I've got all of this evidence. Then they've caused a sex scandal in mine and my partner's name afterwards, just to scare me out of the country, when me and my partner have never argued. I still talk to her to this date now, and she will come to any place the same as I will. We've never argued over nothing, and I never gave her nothing, as has been portrayed out in the general public, which is a breach of my Personal Data Act. I just want these things addressed, and this is why these police won't attend my house. Now, from this recording here, I've transcribed this conversation of me and you up. You still there, madam?
I am.
And I've recorded it, this conversation, I'm recording it, and I've recorded many more. You've been a very kind lady to me, and anyone that's been kind to me, I've shown full courtesy towards. Like, I've not asked for their names at the end of the conversations or their details, and I'll just end this conversation. And I will still transcribe it up and put it into my report. Now, I've made an official report, and it's got every single day in detail with all my problem statements, questions, factuals. I've took all my phone evidence of me talking to this girl, never arguing, and what we was talking about while this was going on. Yeah, and everything. I've took all of the emails between me and all of the companies. All I've built it on is hard evidence and video evidence of what my neighbours are doing to me after I cared and loved for them. I've never done nothing bad to none of my neighbours. I've never stolen nothing off my estate. I've never done nothing. I've never had a party. I've never sold a bag of drawer from my house. I've never done nothing wrong other than work hard in my flat. So I don't know why I'm being treated like this. I just want someone to help me and to resolve it. I don't want the coppers to have to lose their jobs. I don't want to. I just wanted the keys to a park. And I wanted to. I don't even have my own children. I can't have my own kids in my own flat at the moment. I had another woman that come here. We had a child in her stomach, and she was happy to live with me and be with me. And they let this other gentleman, he's a big man who sleeps on their sofa upstairs, they let him bang at me every single day. Now, my girlfriend had a miscarriage, and I've got all the paperwork here to prove it. They've killed my unborn child in another woman's stomach since they accused me of this disease. And now they're still sitting there every day like yesterday attacking me. And I'm not doing nothing wrong. I've acted respectful. I've not. The first thing anyone knew that I used to be like, I might lose my temper a bit easier. I haven't lost my temper throughout this, and it's been going on for 4 or 5 years now. I just want someone to come and look at my evidence, to take what's going down, and to rectify the problems with the minimum impact on society and myself. I've built a website, and I've uploaded my report to my website. And I'm ready to go public with it, and it's going to cause massive problems, and I don't need these problems. That's the problem. I know it's a long thing to go on. Thank you for listening.
No, that's okay. I've logged the details of your complaint, and I've flagged it for the attention of our daytime inspector.
Okay.
It will have to be a senior officer that reviews this. Okay, so the message has been passed to them now as a formal complaint. They will get back in contact with you. I can't, unfortunately, give an exact time, but I can tell you that it has been received by them. So it's gone out of my hands, and it has been received by, at the moment, looked at by our DPC.
Okay.
So senior officer that covers Enfield Borough. If I can give you a reference number for the complaint that you've made today.
Okay, thank you.
The reference is Charlie Alpha Delta.
Charlie Alpha Delta.
3499.
3499.
Of today's date, 25th of February.
2018. I appreciate today, and thank you for taking the time to listen to me. I just hope that somehow, just from talking to people, and we can close this problem up behind closed doors. I had good intentions. I built a model constitution. I've got better paperwork here than Malcolm X. I've got 100% in traditional words, 100% in grammar, I've got 100% in everything, right? I'm a master at what I do, yeah? And I've wrote all new policies, I've got all of Glastonbury's management system here, I've got all of Isle of Wight's management system, I've got trusted in them. That's why everyone's had problems dealing with me. Because every test, say you have to go and do a test for CD or for NSIR, or to be able to do call handling, I've got a folder dedicated just for your job, and it shows me all the HM books and all the safety just for that. I've got the same for an electrician. Every test that you would go to college to do, I've got the folder with all the answers in them all. So I can look after everybody. I've got basically a city, and I've got entrusted in that by big people, and I've had to rewrite my own policies so I don't have plagiarisms. I've got plagiarism in it, and I've got everything that I need to go above 500 people. All I want to do is pay my taxes and hope that other people, that we can do something that's going to be left behind. Like something that's like a tent. If I can get a circus tent out of the error in law without the police getting done for corruption, then I can get a diary, I can attend at the civic centre, I can get released back into the community with a couple of patrol coppers and a tent, and we can start maybe opening some cinema films in it, start analysing the park and doing what we need to maybe be able to get the park ready for an event. Yeah, I'm not asking for a lot. I've done the hard work and I've done the right things throughout. That kid's been protected upstairs till now, and they're bad people, and I don't see why I should protect them and not be allowed a child in my own flat. I'm going to go anyway. Thank you for listening to me, madam.
That's all right. They'll give you a call back on your mobile number, okay. Shortly, and it may come up as a withheld number.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay,
I understand that.
Thank you very much. Take care now. Bye.